Joining us now is William Rollins. He's the director of field services for the Paralyzed Veterans of America, and he testified before the Dole Shalala Committee last May. Mr. Rollins, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
What's your reaction to the committee's recommendations? Do you like what you see?
Generally, I think we like what we see. Obviously, the recommendations just come out, and some of them are going to take us a little while to digest. But overall, there's some good recommendations. There's some that we have a couple of concerns about, and some we may not agree with.
But not all the recommendations that you specifically asked for. From your point of view, what's missing?
Well, there was one recommendation we had in particular that we thought was important, and that is that anybody who joins the military, unless they get in trouble or something or discharged with a bad discharge, is going to be a veteran one day. One of our recommendations was that they be processed into the system with the understanding they're going to be a veteran whenever they get out, whether they're injured or not. Right now, veterans have to apply for benefits. They have to ask for what they've earned by law, and we don't see a lot of point in that. And that wasn't really addressed in here.
So right now, they'd still have to fill out that 23-page form?
Yes, ma'am, under the current recommendation. None of the recommendations address that.
In your testimony, you said the government needs to streamline benefits. The example that you used was a vet who, for instance, suffered the loss of both feet, that he might automatically be entitled to certain benefits as opposed to having to apply for special housing, for prosthetics, for adapted automotive equipment. Will that happen now? Will that change?
I don't see anything in the report that addresses this, that particular recommendation, and it's another one that I think that we're going to continue to push for, because it's right now they're using an awful lot of human resources to do things that could be automated, and that's a bad use of the technology, a bad use of the resources. The VA in particular, in the claims process, which, as you know, has a big backlog and everything else, people need to be devoted to decision-making, reviewing evidence and so forth, not doing things that should occur automatically.
And what about temporary housing at other facilities? Because one of the things we learned in following this Walter Reed story is that so many family members have to relocate to be close to their loved ones.
Absolutely. And they've got some pretty good recommendations in here about transition payments and so forth. They also make a recommendation for Congress to change the eligibility under the Family Medical Leave Act, which protects individuals' jobs when a spouse or significant other has to leave their job to come and take care and assist in the recovery of a soldier. To extend that out to a six-month period, which would be a great benefit, and it's a very good recommendation.
The report calls for fundamental change. So what needs to be done to follow through on this to make sure that the recommendations actually have teeth?
Well, the report does a good job of specifying, who's going to have to take action to get some of those things done. Some of it requires congressional action, which means bills. It means politics, means amendments. And, often at the end of the day, a bill or a law that's passed or a change that's passed is not what it was when it was initially drafted. If that occurs, then you can get what I call mission creep, where you end up with a different product at the end of the day than what you started out to do. We can't allow that to happen, because if it does, then it'll defeat the purposes of the recommendations. Then you got DOD and VA that got to work together, coordinate some of these things that are very, very complex, and involve a lot of people. It's nationwide. You can't just talk about one, Walter Reed and the local VA hospital here in D.C. This is system-wide. It's huge.
But as far as legislation, the White House is not promising any of this, and in fact, the White House says not to expect action right away.
Well, that's given the current political situation, that wouldn't be surprising. But there are clearly some things in here, a recommendation to clarify the objectives of DOD and VA disability programs. That is congressional action. It's going to require that. VA, DOD doesn't have the ability to do that on their own without a change in current legislation.
Do you think that these recommendations will make a difference in the lives of the paralyzed veterans that you represent?
I think at the end of the day they will, because at least some of these will be implemented. It's probably a bit utopian to think that everything will just be fundamentally changed and 10 years from now we'll have a nice, happy system that works for everybody. But I think at the end of the day, some of the recommendations are very good. They're going to improve the ability of an injured troop to get back into the system in the civilian world, get back to work, get back to functioning as an American citizen. And if they are done, then that's it. They can't help but make things better.
Mr. Rollins, thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure. I appreciate it.
William Rollins is the Director of Field Services for the Paralyzed Veterans of America. He was speaking to us about the Presidential Commission report that calls for broad changes in veterans care.
And you can read today's commission report along with the panel's recommendations at npr.org.